My vision is clear. I love this phrase, and I say it often in my head, and I kind of do it like a cheerleader. My vision is clear. You could practice saying that. I love saying it and thinking about this phrase because the clearer we are on something, the bigger our success and progress will be. So think of this phrase and see how it feels when you say it. My vision is clear. And then think about a time when you were trying to create something. Like, say you're like, oh, I want to get a job, or I want to go to Hawaii, whatever it is. I don't know. I want to help the homeless. And then did you make any, like, were you visually clear on it? Could you see yourself there? Could you feel it and get yourself emotionally in it? And so the clearer you are with your vision, the bigger your success will be, and you will be able to create it and make it happen. So my vision is clear. I would suggest writing it. I like writing things on my mirror. Some people would say that's trashy or tacky. However, that's what works for me. Or I get a big tile and like a plain tile. You could buy it at Home Depot or wherever. Maybe you have one out in your garage like I did. And you could use a dry erase. So I like using dry erase markers to write things up because then I could see it and it's like, bam, right there. So on my mirror, if I'm focusing on my vision is clear, it just reminds me of what I'm getting clear on. And then you could write other things up there. Or if you want to do it in a journal or notebook, that's fine. So I'm challenging you guys to get clear on your vision. Instead of just putting it out there, like a lot of times in the new year, people make these resolutions like, I'm going to lose 500 pounds. And first of all, it's probably not realistic. However, maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not you. However, just remember, be clear on it. Feel it, see it. And when you feel it and you see it, you'll become it. And it's really important to visualize. It just reminds me of like going under a tree, laying there and just visualizing, kind of like daydreaming, and really feel it and get into it and visualize what it is you are going to create. And try that and see if it works. And I look forward to another episode with you. So this was just a short one on getting clear on your vision. And today is day 4 of, today I'm going to call it peeling the onion, but not eating it. Today I'm on day 4. I have not eaten any food. I've just drinking liquids. And to clarify that, I use a blender and I blend up stuff. Even like this time, I've even put peanut butter, frozen cherries, kale, you know, whatever. And I blend it so it's liquefied. So I'm not chewing. And over the years, I've done this for different reasons. Not like I do it regularly because I don't per se. However, this time, you know, it's good. I always feel it's good to give your stomach a break. So it's not like having to break down the food and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I know that it also affects our mind. Well, food affects our mood. There's no way around that. Food affects our mood. And think about it. When you cram certain foods down your throat, you're like, oh, I feel so good. But you're just like feeling good maybe because it's like not allowing you to feel. Because like, last night, I was like, oh, I really need some popcorn. Oh, I really need some chips. And I was like, no, you really don't need anything. But anyways, this time around, I feel that it's very mental clarity for me. And I have a lot of solutions. So when we're able to think and not clog ourselves down with food, for example, we have so much more clarity. And so I thought yesterday, I was like, you know, 3 days is a good amount of time to do it. And I do think for beginners, 3 days is a good, you know, amount of time to do it. And it doesn't, as long as you're drinking water and you're, like I do, at Costco, they have plant-based protein powder. And I've always been a big fan of that. And so I'll just put a scoop of that or whatever in a shaker and I'll drink that. And then like the drinks I blend. And then I have been drinking this broth. It's like vegetable broth. But I would pick a better choice of vegetable broth, like make my own next time I do that, because that really does satisfy you and it's so good too. So whatever you choose to blend up and drink, just make sure you're drinking, you know, healthy stuff. I'm not saying throw a piece of steak and potatoes in and blend it up because it's liquefied. But then again, I'm not you. So maybe you be you and that works for you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the answers for you. I have the answers for me. However, something I say may inspire you to do you. So my experience for not eating on day four this time around is mental clarity, lots of solutions. And I do know if we focus on the solution instead of the problem, it goes a lot better. It's been really good. And so I was planning on eating today, but dang it, I feel so good. I'm like, I don't think I want to. I want to keep on this path. And, you know, then again, I like to go out and go snowboarding again, and I don't want to do it when I'm just doing liquids because it's nice to be at home. And otherwise, I just pack all my liquids. So I'm going to see how it goes today. If I feel, I'm going to listen to my body and feel like if I really feel like I need to eat, or if I'm going to go to 6 days. I like doing 6 days, I think. What's today? Wednesday? Thursday? Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, I'm on day four. Yeah, so maybe. Maybe I'll do 6 days this time. I encourage you to peel your onion and to elaborate on that. Deal with your crap. And that could mean two things. Because for some people, when they do liquid, maybe they actually are really cleaning out their gut too. And that's a benefit. I'm not really having that effect. So I may do, you know what? I think I'll do a coffee enema tonight. I haven't done those in so long. Coffee enemas are so good for you. I have a YouTube video on that under April Betty, B-E-T-T-I. I think that's what it's under. It's like coffee in your butt or something like that. I don't know what I called it. And always, excuse me, always do organic coffee. So I make organic coffee and then I let it cool down. And then I actually just get those cheap plastic ones, like 2 for $1 or whatever they are at Walmart. And I empty out the solution in them. And then I just fill it with the coffee when the coffee's cool. And I usually do 1 to 2 and you hold it for as long as you can. I mean, there is a, you should do it for, I'd have to Google it because I don't remember what the minimum is. You, like your goal target, you want to hold it. And the reason you use organic coffee is because I've studied that, and in other countries, they actually use it for treatment on cancer patients, if I remember correctly. Don't quote me on that. I need to brush up on my, what I've learned so long ago, decades ago, but it's really good for your liver. It does really good things for it. And I know that a lot of people use it for other, what's the word? Autoimmune stuff. A lot of people use coffee enemas for lots of different things. And, you know, I think my body might want that. So I think I will do that today. Anyways, I encourage you to peel your onion instead of eating it. And when you eat your onion, grill them good. I do love onions when they're grilled. Extra grilled onions, please. All right. Well, I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Or this is a better one. Create an amazing day, because this is your life. And it doesn't matter what I think of you or anyone else thinks about you, because this is your life. So when you're in another world, not in this world anymore, like in the physical form, when you're gone, how do you want people to remember you? And how will people remember you? I think the best way is to be you. And I encourage you to step into you. Okay, bye-bye.